This news update is being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember now, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I am Mac Kelly, and we'll start off with a story from Huron County. In a recent district court hearing, Kaylee Elizabeth Irvine entered a no-contest plea to a charge of retail fraud in third degree. The plea was accepted due to civil liability concerns. The factual basis for the charge involved Ms. Irvine placing a less expensive label over an item's existing label at a Walmart store right here in Bad Axe about November 8th, just of last year. She then paid the lower price and left the store. The item, valued at $9.74, was recovered. Judge Ferris sentenced Ms. Irvine to fines and costs totaling $425, and they did help with a payment plan for her that requires $25 by the end of this month and then $50 monthly thereafter until the total is paid. 50 years ago, the graduating class of 1976 at USA School sealed a time capsule with a message for the future intended for the fifth graders of 2026. Members of the class of 1976 gathered on Thursday at Bayview Gardens in Seaboing, where the school once stood, as the time capsule was unearthed. Well, the thing is that after 50 years underground, that capsule had deteriorated and its contents were lost, except for a piece of cloth. Tina Blanco, a graduate of 1976, had come to the Thumb with her family from Iraq, beginning her journey with her four sisters in a new country without knowing how to speak English. Well, Tina said, back then, their teacher, Mrs. Rummel, taught the sisters how to speak English. Lee Johnson, another 1976 graduate of USA School, said he remembers driving past the time capsule thinking, only 10 more years before we can open it. Only 20 more years before we can open it. And his memories of Mrs. Rummel was her being one of the nicest, serious, professional, and kindest teachers around. Lee said it was a different time then. Mrs. Rummel's son, Dan, was also present with his wife, Jerry. Dan said his mom would call him and tell him many things about her students and that it was his mom and her students that put the time capsule together as she grew older and started having dementia, they say. She never forgot about the time capsule every time they drove by it. With Dan and Jerry, he carried mom's ashes, saying mom was there in spirit. And now a story out of Sanilac County where a man is facing felony charges in connection with a large theft from a local business. Authorities say 45-year-old Wayne Jin Francis of Brown City was arraigned in district court after being accused of stealing wire and equipment valued at more than $20,000 from a Snover area company. Investigators allege the theft involved power cables and materials taken from Albrecht Sand and Gravel. The business reported significant losses, including hundreds of feet of cable and damaged equipment. Jin is charged with larceny, over $20,000, and malicious destruction of property. A not guilty plea was entered on behalf during his arraignment. So his bond was set at $10,000, and the case remains under investigation. We'll be right back after these words from Kohler Propane.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
President Donald Trump has directed his administration to speed up reviews of certain psychedelic drugs, including ibogaine, which is sometimes used as a treatment for heroin or cocaine addiction. That drug and many other psychedelics remain banned under the government's most restrictive category for illegal high-risk drugs. But the administration is taking steps to ease restrictions and spur research on using the drugs for medical purposes, including conditions such as severe depression. Trump signed an executive order today that he says will help dramatically accelerate access to potential treatments. Veteran organizations and others say Ibogaine shows promise for conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder and opioid addiction. But Ibogaine is known to sometimes trigger potently fatal heart problems, potentially fatal heart problems. A series of reported tornadoes has torn through the Midwestern United States, ripping roofs off homes and leaving roads impassable. Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota have expressed relief that the storms did not result in loss of life. In Wisconsin, homes were damaged and residents were trapped in basements. Minnesota saw at least 30 homes damaged. The National Weather Service says the damage was likely caused by tornadoes. Recovery efforts are underway, with officials emphasizing the need for community support and rebuilding. So your news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember now, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.